This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Answer this question, Jeff Phelps, or you can answer the question too at 216-474-0092. We've walked down this road with Deshaun Watson. Would you give him a fully guaranteed contract?
For how long?
4 years.
Nope.
Five?
Nope.
Three?
Nope.
Two?
Yep.
Two?
Yep.
Fully guaranteed contract to take him to what, 31 years old?
Yeah. That's probably not enough to appease him.
No way. If I'm him, I want to be good till at least 34, don't you think?
Yeah, except I don't know that I want to pay a defensive end outrageously big money at the age of 33, 34 years old, and have to guarantee it. Sorry, the NFL favors teams when it comes to contracts. The NFLPA has done a very bad job for its clientele for many, many years. And if there's a sport that deserves guaranteed contracts, it's the NFL. They don't have them. And they have a lot of players, but that's part of it. They don't have the guaranteed contracts.
I'm sorry, Deshaun, line one? I have one.
Yeah, well, you can guess how that's worked out.
He may be the last one. He may have spoiled it for every player in the history of the game moving forward.
Well, but he helped so many players in the game.
Well, that's true. I'll give that.
Changed the market value completely.
Yeah, he did.
And good for him, good for the quarterbacks, bad for the owners. That's okay. The owners can clearly afford it. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it.
If I'm Miles, I'm looking for at least, would you settle?
I would think he's.
So you're saying as a team, you'd only give him two.
As a team, I don't want to give him any. I'll give him a signing bonus up front and all that stuff. Look, the Browns are in a bad spot because of the Deshaun contract. We know that.
Right.
If this were 2 years from now, it'd be a very different world. When Deshaun's contract's up, if Miles screamed, I want to get traded, they'd probably say, hey, great, let's call New England. Can we get that fourth pick? Hey, Giants, you want him? I would think they would try and peddle him. But it's so punitive to try and trade him now from a financial standpoint. And, Andy, I want him playing defensive end. I really do.
Yeah.
But if you have, to go to your point, if you have a real unhappy player and he's going to be holding out or whatever he's going to do, well, okay. If it didn't kill me, I would try and trade him and see what I could get.
So I prefer
to have him.
So you would go 2 years fully guaranteed.
I don't want to do any of it.
You have to. Now you have a choice. I'm telling you, if you wanted to do fully guaranteed contract on him, how many years?
Two.
Two.
That's not going to get it done.
Dan, how many years?
Four.
I would go four, too.
Just because I think four, I'll get it done. And four gives me wiggle room that I can lower that base salary this year, try to get under the cap and all that stuff, and put together the best team to help me compete.
It puts you back on the other side, too, of the Watson deal. If you go 4 years, you're on the other side of it.
Let me ask you this, though, guys. Does the fact that he has 2 years remaining on his contract mean anything to anybody?
if it means that I can take and lower that cap hit that he's going to have this year and add on two more years in the back end where he's properly compensated and prop open that window where I think I can compete, no, it means nothing to me because I'm adding two on the back end.
Yeah. Yeah, really, it's 2 years if you look at it that way.
It doesn't mean anything to you as far as leverage against him?
I just... Maybe this is the NBA in me. Maybe I've watched too much of the NBA and seen how the NBA operates and all that stuff. I just don't know why digging your feet in the sand gets you closer to winning a championship.
If you can figure out how to do all this without it killing you cap-wise and you can still add to your team, okay. I understand that. I just think there's something to be said for I signed a contract and I'm gonna honor my contract. Sorry.
I just don't know the benefits of hardball. Like that's the only thing with it. And
well, Miles is going to play hardball.
Again, maybe it's too much NBA. Maybe that's my problem, is the NBA has soured how I look at these things. But it just, I continue to look at it and go, okay, what benefit does me playing hardball against Miles Garrett have me?
But what is hardball? We signed you to a contract. You got to honor it.
Right. But if you want to compete, here's how we can compete. I want to tack 2 years on the tail end of this thing. I want to make a bunch of void years. I want to drop your salary.
Well, now that's a different story.
Yeah, you're saying you don't want to.
Right, which is how I would do the contract extension that would get him paid. It's like, look, we're going to drop this sucker.
Right.
We're going to get below the cap. We're going to get some money, and we're going to restock this roster, but I need your help.
Let me just say my hardball point on this.
You're assuming, though, that you can get him to stay.
Hence the I need your help to do it.
Andy's assuming that he's going to play hardball and he wants to leave.
Yeah, I think he's going to play hardball, and that, you know, so what's the advantage for the Browns if they decide to play hardball? Well, the advantage is he's not showing up, so they don't have to pay him, right? There's no checks going out if you don't show up for work. Is there? If it's not, unless it's guaranteed.
No.
Right?
I mean, not even if it's guaranteed, you don't have to pay him if he doesn't show up.
The other part is,
try that tomorrow. See how that works.
He's not helping. Yeah.
Hey, Keith, I'm fed up with you. I'm not coming into work. Okay, Andy.
Keep paying me, Keith.
We'll see you Thursday.
He's not helping any other team win, right? And he's not beating you by being on the other side of the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, that there is some advantages for the Browns here. And, you're only relevant in the moment, and as time moves on, you can forget about them.
See,
I'm not saying that that's what I want to do. I'm just saying that that's a reality, that as time moves on, did you guys realize that Miles Garrett was holding out from the Browns? If you're sitting in any other city in the NFL, once you've started training camp, and then you settle into the guys that you have, and if you like the guys you have, then you're not even thinking about it.
I honestly think there's something here that we're kind of missing. And I think it's the most important thing of all.
Tell us, wise leader. Yes.
What have the Haslams told Andrew Berry and the front office, and even Kevin Stefanski, as marching orders here?
We're not trading him. That's what we know.
Have they told him that, or have they said, hey, you guys are good for a couple of years, and we're okay with a rebuild? We don't know what the Haslams have told them. You know, are they under a win next year, or you guys are out, which I would assume? Or have they said, we're good, make sure you get it right?
Mm. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Phil is in Hudson, home of the Explorers. Hello, Phil.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Phil. How are you?
Good, good. So, regardless of term, I mean, if he doesn't want to be here, like, does it really matter? And I think about this in terms of if I wanted to leave my job and my company goes ahead and wants to double my salary, like, I could take it, but am I going to really give 100%?
You'd be excited when you sign the deal. You'd be excited when you get your first check. And then I think you go right back to where you are after you cash that first check, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
After you change your lifestyle a little.
Right. So, you know, if he wants to get out, then get what you can get for him and move on.
The question is, what would they get for him? He's not on wholesale, right? He's not a TJ Maxx player, right?
Right.
Let's be honest. So I'd be interested to see what they would get if, but again, you're just hampered and handcuffed by the Deshaun deal and then his guaranteed money moving back on the other side. So but would you give him a fully guaranteed contract? Do you think he would be happy on the other side? And you're saying no, Phil, right?
No, I think he wants to compete. He wants to win a Super Bowl, and that's probably not going to happen here for at least, I don't know, 4 years, if that.
No, that's, you know, that's kind of why we said 4 years. Phil, thank you, appreciate you. I don't see him wanting to come back here right now. I just don't see it. And I think that he's put his boots in the sand. You know, he's from Texas. He's got big cowboy boots, I'm sure.
Not everybody in Texas has boots.
What are you talking about? It's mandatory, isn't it?
No.
Don't you get one with your driver's license? Would you like to be an organ donor? Yes. What size
boots do you wear?
Yeah, well, isn't there's a big
congratulations, you're 16.
Isn't there a giant, there's a big manufacturer of boots down there, right? I used to see them at the rodeos all
Andy,
the time. They're a big deal.
I was a Yankee living in Texas. You think I was buying boots?
Yeah.
The answer is no.
I could see you if you would have been there one or two more years.
The answer is no.
You would have been the guy from Anchorman. You would have been the sports guy with a cowboy hat.
That might have been true.
That would have been you. You would have been awesome at
might
that.
Might have been true.
Yeah. You know, Tex Phelps. How awesome would that be? Hi, everybody. Tex Phelps with your sports tonight on Beaumont 4. Beaumont 4, was that right? What channel was it?
News Center 4.
Oh, no. Beaumont 4. They changed the name 10 times. Don't you understand? They would be bought by Megalopolis.
We were Rocket 4.
Oh, you would be a Rocket. On Rocket Arena 4.
Going to sell the naming rights to our newscast.
Well,
not a bad idea.
Guess what? There's a sports channel that did that, right?
Miles Garrett might want to be able to buy the naming rights.
I don't know.
Welcome to Miles News.
I can't see giving him a fully guaranteed contract right now, but I can understand why they would do it. Do you think that premise is true that he might change? They're like, okay, we're doubling your salary. And like, I think in the moment, Miles would be excited about it. But if you didn't like the front office in the first place, what makes you think you're going to light the front office down the road, no matter how much money you're making?
See, here's the thing. We've talked about, you know, like Lamar Jackson said, I've loved my time in Baltimore, but I want to be traded.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when he signed a new contract, everybody's like, okay, that's not a problem. Do you think Miles is truly looking for a new contract, or does he really want to?
I don't think he's looking for a new contract.
I don't either. I think he wants to spend the rest of his career somewhere else.
I think that's the scariest part of the whole story.
Yeah. That he truly might just say, I'm not going to play and blah, 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 blah.
There could be one way that he stays. Do you want to talk about that?
I
Miles meets with Jimmy Haslam. Jimmy says, look, Miles, you're really important to this organization. We want you to stay here.
But we can't get rid of the other guy for 2 more years because he's under contract.
No, we're going to figure this out. Here's what we're going to do. We'll give you 5 years, 4 years, guaranteed, moving forward. But I know what the issue is here, and we are going to get rid of the general manager, and I'm going to get rid of that advisor. What are you going to do then? You're going to get rid of the general manager?
I'll take the new contract.
You would there.
You're going to get rid of the quarterback? You're going to give me a different quarterback? Well, what are you going to do?
That's easy. I mean, I think the quarterback part of the story is easy now. Yes, you're going to get a new quarterback. Yes, if you're Jimmy Haslam, you say, I'm going to move on from my general manager, and I'm going to move on from my director of what projected observations. Let's call him that, the great thought partner, Paul D. Podesta. Now, have you changed your mind?
Yeah, except for
Paul's
one thing.
An incredible thought partner.
That's a dangerous move for an owner.
Here's the thing, Andy. If you trust your front office enough as an ownership group, if you trust them enough to give them contract extensions, which they did,
yeah,
why would you get rid of them because one player?
Because he's the best defensive player in the NFL?
No, he's eight years in. He's almost 30 years old.
Because your general manager
hasn't been around forever. If you really like your – what's more important, a good front office or a defensive end? It's a good front office. Now, whether it's a good front office or not is another story. The question is, do they think that they're happy enough with their front office?
Well, let's ask Mary Kay Cabot. She's joining us here in just a moment, so we'll have Mary Kay Cabot on with us in just a moment. 216-474-0092, that is the number to call in. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.